Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the voice of Pittsburgh, KDK Radio. I'm Mangino.
And I'm Lynn Hayes Freeland. And this is a day that a lot of folks have been waiting for. I think a lot of folks were waiting for the Supreme Court to come down with a ruling that was going to put an end to all the conversation about the president and his finances. But that's not quite what happened today.
No, not at all. And a little bit of a surprise decision, too, when it comes to Congress trying to get records. The decision coming back unanimously, 7-2 on the other side when it comes to Manhattan prosecutors trying to get information regarding Trump's financial records. How to make sense of all of this? We are now joined by Bruce Ankoviak, law professor extraordinaire over at St. Vincent College, joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. I like the way I introduced you there, Bruce.
Take however you do it. I'm pleased with it. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely.
I was going to say, is that what your new cards say? Extraordinaire, law professor extraordinaire.
No one ever said that, and I'd laugh if they did. So.
All right. So the rulings come down this morning, and I'm kind of interested in getting your take of exactly what they mean moving forward.
Well, I have not had a chance to look at the decisions. The one seems to indicate that there is a certain avenue that the prosecutors in New York can take to take a look at some of the president's financial records, although they may still be shielded under grand jury secrecy and would not be available to the public unless they were unlawfully leaked. They also ruled that, at least for the present time, that the Congress was not going to be able to see these records. These questions are the Supreme Court has been a very odd place lately. The decisions have shocked a lot of people because there doesn't seem to be the level of predictability in what the Supreme Court is going to do in any case that people thought there might be. And this sort of split decision about, well, Congress can't really see it at the present time. Perhaps the New York prosecutors can see it within the confines of grand jury secrecy, is at least consistent with the inconsistency that the Supreme Court has been delivering on a fairly regular basis since January of this year.
I like that line, consistent with the inconsistency that they've been delivering. So this Manhattan court, however, is this not the same court that was the focus of much discussion just a week or two ago?
Well, this has always been a fire point regarding the investigation that the New York County District Attorney's Office has been pursuing. But look, the overall of these things is that the President of the United States is not immune from criminal investigations and is not immune from criminal prosecutions. There's been much debate about whether and to what extent immunities apply to a sitting president. But the courts have really shied away from that. If we recall, President Clinton was ordered to give depositions even in civil cases during the time of his presidency. The response that, my goodness, the president is too busy dealing with matters of national and international affairs was met by the courts with, well, you know, we can certainly be accommodating to a schedule, but that's not a reason to say that the president is completely immune from any and all inquiries that are lawfully being made about their civil or criminal potential misdeeds by legitimate offices like prosecutors and grand juries.
Mm-hmm.
It's in that sense, in a kind of very egalitarian notion that, you know, look, we elect a president. We do not install a king. And they are going to be subject to normal legal process.
Now, he says in a tweet, the he being the president, I won the Mueller witch hunt and others and now have to keep fighting in a politically corrupt New York, not fair to this presidency or administration. Courts in the past have given broad deference, but in all caps, but not me. Is that a political grandstanding at this point on his part, or is there some legal argument that is being made here in support of that?
Richard Nixon, at the time of the Watergate investigation, made a very, very cogent and compelling argument in the minds of many people that a subpoena for tapes of the president's discussions within the Oval Office would violate a principle called legislative privilege, executive privilege, I'm sorry. Executive privilege is a recognized privilege in the law. The executive branch has the right to have its internal discussions and to make up its policy determinations without the public peeking in through the window. The problem is that the president does not get to determine when executive privilege applies. Courts make that decision. And the case involving Richard Nixon was one in which the president was ordered to turn those tapes over because there was a legitimate assertion that they were outside executive privilege, and the courts, and not the president, make that call. So there has certainly been precedent for the executive branch officials on many levels to have to turn over information about their personal records, about some of the operations of their office, in order to give legitimate investigative bodies the opportunity to assess things. Now, again, there have been political witch hunts of people. There have been those. There will be those in the future. There are ways to oppose those, but it on the front end of a subpoena, it is very difficult for any court to assess whether or not this subpoena is being issued in good faith or is being issued as a part of a witch hunt, because the records are supposed to be kept secret and only reviewed by those legitimate investigators, only reviewed by a grand jury. There is the hope, at least, that the subpoena will not be used simply to make public that which otherwise could not be made public.
And the bottom line is we are not going to know anything else between now and the election in November. So at the end of the day...
Right. Most probably not.
Okay. All right.
Most probably not.
Always a pleasure, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Andy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.